Hello, my highly sensitive friends. It's Tanya. And today in this episode, I want to share with you the words of Thich Nhat Hanh. He is a Vietnamese Buddhist monk and one of the world's most influential Zen masters. He passed on recently at the age of 95, and he was a prolific author, poet, teacher, and peace activist who was exiled from Vietnam after opposing the war in the 1960s. He then became a leading voice in the movement he called Engaged Buddhism, and he spent his life spreading messages of mindfulness, compassion, and nonviolence. In his book, Fear, Essential Wisdom for Getting Through the Storm, he shows us that with the practice of mindfulness, we can learn to identify the sources of pain that cause fear and move past them to live a mindful and happy life. His work really has helped me, and this book is one of my favorites of his. So I'd like to share one particular section that really speaks to me as a highly sensitive person. Transforming Fear into Love, the Four Mantras. We have a great habitual fear inside ourselves. We're afraid of many things, of our own death, of losing our loved ones, of change, of being alone. The practice of mindfulness helps us to touch non-fear. It's only here and now that we can experience total relief, total happiness. Sorrow, fear, and depression are like a kind of garbage, but these bits of garbage are part of real life, and we must look deeply into their nature. We can practice so as to turn these bits of garbage into flowers. We should not throw anything out. All we have to do is learn the art of composting, of transforming our garbage into flowers. In the practice of Buddhism, we see that all mental formations, including compassion, love, fear, sorrow, and despair, are organic in nature. We don't need to be afraid of any of them, because transformation is always possible. With just a smile and mindful breathing, we can start to transform them. When we feel fear or irritation or depression, we can recognize their presence and practice the mantras. A mantra is a kind of magic formula that once uttered can entirely change a situation. It can change us, it can change others. But this magic formula must be spoken in concentration, with body and mind focused as one. What you say in this state of being becomes a mantra. I share these four mantras as supports for the practice of coming back to really be there for ourselves and our loved ones, releasing fear, cultivating true love, and restoring communication. These mantras can be very effective for watering the seeds of happiness in yourself and your beloved, and for transforming fear, suffering, and loneliness. Mantra for offering your presence. The most precious gift you can give to the one you love is your true presence. So the first mantra is very simple. Dear one, I am here for you. In our everyday life, most of us have very little time to cultivate our love. We are all so busy. In the morning while eating breakfast, we don't take the time to look at the people we love. We can eat very quickly while thinking about other things, and sometimes we even hold a newspaper that blocks out the faces of our loved ones. In the evening when we come home, we're too tired to be able to look at them. When you love someone, the best thing you can offer that person is your presence. How can you love if you are not there? Come back to yourself. Look into their eyes and say, "Darling, you know something? I am here for you." You're offering them your presence. You're not preoccupied with the past or future. You are there for your beloved. You must say this with your body and with your mind at the same time, and then you will see the transformation. Mantra for recognizing your beloved. The second mantra is, "Darling, I know you are there, and I am so happy." To be there is the first step, and recognizing the presence of the other person is the second step. Because you are fully there, you recognize that the presence of your beloved is something so very precious. You embrace your beloved with mindfulness, and they will bloom like a flower. To be loved means, first of all, to be recognized as existing. These first two mantras can bring happiness right away, even if your beloved is not there in your physical presence. You can use the telephone or email to say to them, "Dear one, I know that you are there, and it makes me so very happy." This is real meditation. In this particular meditation, there is love, compassion, joy, and freedom, the four elements of true love as described by the Buddha. Mantra for relieving suffering. The third mantra is what you practice when your beloved is suffering. "Darling, I know you are suffering. That's why I'm here for you." Even before you do anything to help, your wholehearted presence is already bringing some relief. Because when we suffer, we have great need for the presence of the person we love. If we are suffering and the person we love ignores us, we suffer even more. So what you can do right away is to manifest your true presence to your beloved and say the mantra with all of your mindfulness. "Dear one, I know that you are suffering. That is why I am here for you." And already your loved one will feel better. Your presence is a miracle. Your understanding of their pain is a miracle. And you are able to offer this aspect of your love immediately. Really try to be there for yourself, for life, for the people that you love. Recognize the presence of those who live in the same place as you. And try to be there when one of them is suffering, because your presence is so precious for this person. Mantra for reaching out to ask for help. The fourth mantra is a little bit more difficult. "Dear one, I am suffering. Please help me." This mantra is for when you are suffering and you believe that your beloved has caused your suffering. If someone else had done the same wrong to you, you would have suffered less. But this is the person you love the most, so you suffer deeply. And the last thing you feel like doing is asking that person for help. You prefer to go to your room, lock the door, and cry there all alone. So now it is your pride that is the obstacle to reconciliation and healing. According to the teaching of the Buddha, in true love, there is no place for pride. When you are suffering like this, you must go to the person you love and ask for their help. That is true love. Do not let pride keep you apart. You must overcome your pride. You must always go to them. This is what this mantra is for. Practice for yourself first, to bring about oneness of your body and mind before going to the other person to say the fourth mantra. "Dear one, I am suffering. Please help." This is very simple, but also very hard to do. Begin with yourself. The four mantras work to remove fear, doubt, and isolation. They are not complicated or difficult to understand. And you don't have to say them in Sanskrit or Chinese. English will do just fine. You should learn them by heart, and you must have the courage, the wisdom, and the joy to practice them. The practice of mindfulness, of meditation, consists of coming back to ourselves to restore peace and harmony. The energy that enables us to do this is mindfulness. An energy that also carries with it concentration, understanding, and love. If we come back to ourselves to restore peace and harmony, then it will be much easier to help the other person and restore communication in our relationships. Caring for yourself, reestablishing peace in yourself, is the basic condition for helping someone else. You can help another person to stop bringing suffering on themselves and others. Once you know how to diffuse the bomb in yourself, you will know how to help your friend, your loved one, diffuse the bomb in them. To be able to help, we have to at least have a little calm, a little joy, and a little compassion inside of us. And we get these from practicing mindfulness in everyday life. Mindfulness isn't something we practice only in the meditation hall. We also practice in the kitchen, in the garden, when we're on the telephone, driving the car, or washing the dishes. Being there with what is beautiful and healing inside of us and around us is something we should do each day. And it is possible to do this in our daily activities. Most of us experience a life of wonderful moments and difficult moments. But for many of us, even when we are joyful, there is fear behind our joy. The only way to ease our fear and to be truly happy is to acknowledge our fear and look deeply at its source. Instead of trying to escape from our fear, we can invite it up to our awareness and look at it clearly and deeply. Thank you, everyone, for sharing this time with me. And I hope that you found comfort and wisdom in the compassionate words of Thich Nhat Hanh. If you enjoy the Highly Sensitive Healing Podcast, please head over to iTunes and give us a quick review. It only takes a couple of minutes and it will be so deeply appreciated. Don't forget to share the podcast with friends, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of the good stuff, and I'll see you next time.